Well, it's that time of year, Easter.
Time for bunnies to have sex with chickens.
A time for...
They make chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Right?
I think canonically that is what happens.
Okay, good.
And where do mini eggs come from? Tiny rabbits? Baby rabbits?
Yeah. Dwarf rabbits and then...
Yeah.
Mini dwarf chickens. Rabbits.
Yeah.
Now where do those big rabbits. Chocolates like shaped like Spider-Man come from? Spider-Man.
Dwarf Spider-Man.
Well, it's what happens when the Easter Bunny and Spider-Man love each other very much.
Oh, it's a special kind of hug.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like with his wiener.
Yeah.
A wiener.
This week on Zero Issues.
Wallopin' web snappers. What was that?
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
It is dramatic read time.
Woo!
We're going to do, we don't know how many. We've got a couple lined up. We take funny, weird stories.
Yeah.
And
read them out loud.
Read them out loud.
The goal is a triple feature, and I hope we make that happen for
you.
It'll be an Easter miracle. Mm.
Sometimes we just get too into it and realize we just wasted a lot of time.
We just sort of like, we go method and we become our characters and then it wreaks havoc on our lives and the lives of everyone around us.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
That is.
Round one. Fight.
But to begin, can you tell us about this first one, Mark?
Yeah.
If you're not aware of this,
there was a hole in my heart that Jesus filled.
Dear Liza.
With chocolate.
Dear Jesus.
Oh, no, there's chocolate in your heart.
Line, oh, no, my chocolate hole.
There's a whole line of Archie comics that were taken over by Spire Comics, I believe it was, in the 70s-ish, 70s, maybe early 80s. Mm-hmm. And they were all heavily Jesus-oriented.
Yes.
No mention of it before, and then all of a sudden, Betty is just whooping it up with Christ.
Just absolutely.
I love the cover of this. I didn't see the cover before.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's on the beach having a great time, and then Big Ethel right in the very middle. I'm lonely!
Yeah.
Surrounded by...
What's it called? Go say hi to any of these people.
It's called Archie's Sunshine. Sun spelled S-O-N. As in the son of man, the son of God.
Shines on us all. Al Hartley, I believe, was the artist slash writer. So these have been kind of, I don't know, these well-known online sort of people making fun of them for a while. They all have like big, weird, just, their eyes look like they're just high as hell sometimes. Yeah. They're just like big sort
Maybe
of...
Maybe that's what was going on.
Yeah, that's possible. It's all natural. You know, God
Archie,
made it for us all.
Deep tripping.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll jump right in. This one is it's a big Ethel story technically, but it's got everybody in it.
This may be the biggest Ethel story of them all.
Yes. So they're just at a lot of this is at the beach. This has like 14 stories in this entire comic. Mm. Like some of them are like a page long. But start off with it's Ethel underneath a big umbrella with Betty at her side and Jughead.
Jughead's eating a disgusting-looking hot dog.
Yeah, that hot dog is like 60% relish.
That's
much.
That's relish? I thought he had a bunch of frozen peas and some butter on there.
I was thinking possible. Avocado, but avocado and an egg.
I eat it.
Freaking millennial Jughead.
Anyways, so Betty kneels down. A penny for your thoughts, Ethel.
Oh, I'm just thinking how I'm suffering from shortages. I shivered all winter during the oil shortage. And I sweated today with the gas shortage.
Why are they... Moose is in the back of that. Like, Moose is a big, strong guy holding the surfboard in the back. And they're making Ethel put... Like, no wonder she's depressed. Her friends are awful.
That's fair.
Yeah. I like how she's Appalachia Ethel all of a sudden.
Golly. Apple
Ethel. And now I'm suffering from boy shortages.
Maybe you're looking in the wrong direction, Ethel.
You're kidding! Three exclamation points. If I can't find a boy here, they're on the beach, as we previously established,
surrounded by boys.
Yeah.
Where can I look?
I like Jughead is just double handing, just chugging down that.
He's drinking
Donald the milkshake, but he's also like working. He's cupping the balls of the cup.
Yeah.
He's really milkshake. Milkshaking it. Yeah.
Milkshake is a great choice.
Drink your milkshake.
Yeah.
So Betty replies and points up. You can look up.
Oh, come on, Betty. I believe in miracles, but...
Like, and then, so Betty wants her to make out with God, I assume.
Yeah, and a big old van pulls up, almost hits Big Ethel by the look of it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, and it's got love written on, like, on the side, kind of in, like, hippie-esque letters with a cross and a heart on it. Yeah. And so this like dude jumps out that's... you guys are calling him Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Who would you describe him more as? I'll tell you this. His tiny shorts match his suit jacket.
Yeah.
It's almost like denim-esque.
It's like denim shorts and a denim shirt.
And an open denim shirt
under it.
Yeah.
It feels like they're more covered up here than in mostly Archie comics where they'd have like bikinis and stuff. They're mostly wearing like potato sacks and even the shirtless boys are like mostly have most of their torso covered up by one thing or another.
If you look through the rest of the comic, there's actually a whole section on that where the principal's like running around like, oh, why everybody's indecent, and then somebody's like, did you see what Ms. Grundy's wearing? And one of the other teachers, he's like, what? And then he looks and then like dressed in like 1930s kind of like full body getups.
Well, she had an exposed ankle, so
they both have giant handlebar mustaches and they're boxing like
just
you might not get this reference, but there used to be a TV show in the 80s called Hotel. And this guy looks like I can't remember the actor's name. It'll come to me.
Okay.
But he looks like that guy. Huh. So who's playing? Kyle's playing Van Jesus.
Yes.
So Van Jesus hops out.
Like Van Morrison, but Jesus.
Oh.
Van Lessison.
And he says, come, follow me. I'll show you what life's all about. I'm not a cult leader. He's a cult leader.
Jump in my van, little kids.
Sit down. I'll feed you.
Oh, God.
And the Jughead. Cool. I love picnics.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
But we've only got 2 Cokes and 5 sandwiches.
Pass them around.
Oh, he's going to turn those 2 Cokes into a lot of Cokes.
2 Cokes and 5 sandwiches for all these kids.
Food is like love. It's never enough until it's shared.
Oh, he's got kind of a communal sex thing going on.
It's amazing. I'm full.
I bet you
all
are.
All of the sandwiches, obviously, because it's Jughead.
Everyone else is really hungry.
Yeah,
and
very
mad at
hungry.
Jughead.
Yeah, well, eat of his flesh.
But we don't live by bread alone.
Happy are those who hunger after goodness, because they'll find it.
I also need to point out that he's drawn differently than everyone
else. I'm beautiful, and my eyes are the right size for my head.
It's like almost like 60s, 70s. Drawn advertisements that you would have seen in a catalog kind of thing. It's that sort of look.
A Jack Kirby romance. Happy are those whose hearts are pure, for they shall see God.
But it's hard. Why is hard?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Give it more breathy.
But it's hard.
There we go.
Staying clean today. My friends mock me out. Mock me out?
Huh. I thought
is that a saying?
Yeah, it is now.
It is now, yes.
Yeah.
My friends mock me out.
Just hang in there. Anyone who's abused for being good will find fantastic rewards.
Under their pillow.
Just trust me. Trust me, bro.
Lady, bro. Get in the van.
Oh, God.
He's very pink in that picture, too. He got very burned while transitioning to that. You've heard that you should demand an eye for an eye. And a tooth for a tooth.
And Archie's getting walloped in the back.
Yeah,
give me those teeth.
Is that Moose?
That's Moose.
Who normally beats the shit out of Reggie.
And for good reason, most
of the
time.
These comics are crazy.
Yeah.
But if someone hits you, turn the other cheek. You're told to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But you should love your enemies. Pray for them.
I love how he's thinking about... He's praying for Reggie and thinking about Reggie, but Reggie is still just, like, gritted teeth at him like, I hate you, Archie.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's not always reciprocal.
Nah, it's true, it's true.
Stop praying for me on that mound of dirt.
It's no big deal to love those who love you. Anyone can do that. And don't get hung up on things that seem important.
Like Veronica with all of her riches, and Jughead with food, which you need to live.
Yeah, don't anyway. Worry about food.
Yeah.
Look at those gulls.
There's gulls.
Yep.
They have no pantry.
Oh, I'm a gull!
They have no pantry or store, and yet God feeds them. Look at this field. Liberace, in all his splendor, is not as colorful as these flowers.
I'm Liberace and I'm playing the piano.
Because right that's there. What I expected
Scott,
in a...
Scott.
Yeah.
What's behind the candelabra, if you want to get that reference?
Yep.
And if God takes such good care of gulls and flowers, just think of how he's prepared to take care of you.
As Betty looks directly at the viewer.
With crazy eyes.
No, that's like... Isn't she doing that hand signal that you're supposed to give? Like, if you're an abused partner?
Oh, yeah.
Like help me.
Yeah. She passed a note to the bartender.
Yeah.
The beach tender.
Yeah.
Lifeguard. A lifeguard's a beach tender. You should call them beach tenders.
Beachcomber.
Oh. Relic.
Relic, help me.
Anyway, and then Jesus guy says, just trust him. You'll see.
And then Relic's boat flies out of nowhere and hits Jesus.
Ooh. The end. And it pans out further and further, and then there's a sign at the beach that says, welcome to New Jonestown.
Yeah. Bring
this
your own
one's going to go much better.
Yeah. Everyone knows the second time's always.
Yeah. Oh, there were, you know, there's bugs that they had to get out of there. Anyway, that was a Jesus comic.
Yes. And there's a bunch of those.
Jesus Archie, a Jarchie.
I almost feel like somebody should, like, reprint all of those or something.
With just a big what the fuck cover.
I don't know if they would, though, but no. I mean, at least we have the old internet archive. Mm.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without you.
Round two. Fight.
Next up, we have from September of 1980. Not March or April, you know, when Easter is. No, September of 1980.
That's when you want it.
Yep. From The Unexpected, issue 202. They made 202 of these things, at least. The story called Hopping Down the Bunny Trail, written by Michael Uslan and art by Tenny Henson.
And this is in the series of, like, DC comic stuff where they're doing House of Mystery and House of Mystery offshoots and those. And a lot of them, they would change their name. So this probably wasn't 200 issues of Unexpected, but it was, like, something else.
Well, that's Unexpected.
Yeah. Unexpectedly, we changed the name.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we start off, and this is... I'm just making sure I'm looking at the right one.
We don't have... Well, no, never mind. Shut up. I told myself to shut up, not you. You talk. You talk.
So this is, there's Cain and Abel, who were the often like the House of Mystery narrators. This is Abel. I was going to say it's Cain. Or is this Abel? Cain.
I don't know.
I can't remember which one's which. I think Cain was the taller one who killed his brother Abel.
Well,
so this
Abel. I mean, Cain did kill Abel, yes.
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
Right. So this is this is Abel.
Which was written by God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fusion hod.
Right
became
before
Cable.
Don't call me darling.
Right before he, I think he wrote it in his van.
Pardon?
I think he wrote it in his van. Anyways.
You get a lot of stuff in that van. A lot of it you don't want to know about.
Nope. So Abel kind of pokes his head around the corner of a door and he's like all scared with his finger up to his mouth like, yes? Oh, it's you. This is most unexpected.
He said the thing. He said the thing.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio, point at the screen.
Yep.
You say you're here to hear some stories? Well, of course. I'm Abel. Hey,
there
says
go.
His name. I'm Abel, and I'm the caretaker here. The House of Secrets is full of stories. Never even really thought to do a weird voice with him, but
I just
started jumping in. But you'll have to follow me down to the library.
And then we have like, it's like, yeah! Dun, dun, dun. It's the intro. It's the intro sequence.
Yeah.
It's, you know, well, David Caruso's there. Yep. It's a great time.
Takes off his glasses and gets ready. Oh, yes. I know it's supposed to be quiet in the library, but we do allow some inmates from the Bedlam Asylum to come and read from time to time. Say, Would you like to hear about one of those inmates? The tales right here. You'll find it most unexpected.
Oh!
Did it again. Same page.
Ah. You know, and I gotta say here, I mean, what? Like, you get murdered by your brother one time and you're just terrified for the rest of eternity?
Yeah.
Come on.
But-
yeah. Come on, man. Wow.
I just thought I'd jump
right in. It's funny. We use the C word more often than that on this show.
You know, the thing is, this episode is not approved by the Comics Code Authority, but weirdly enough, this issue is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Easter, a time for joy for adults, as well as for their chocolate-smeared offspring.
Ugh.
That just sounds...
I love chocolate-smeared offspring.
Chocolate-smeared
yum,
offspring.
Yum, 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 yum!
But this Easter, signs have mysteriously been tacked up around the square, inviting children to the Easter Bunny's hut.
Ooh. Hunt.
Hunt, sorry. Dyslexia kicking in.
It's fine.
So, off to... Off go the children to the hunt, not the hut, the hunt. Never knowing that terror might come hopping down the bunny trail.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Yeah, that's like the second most hardcore bunny themed song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I won't be talking about the first.
I hope not.
No.
Egg hunt, eh? I don't like the idea of my kid playing up at the old Krieger place.
What's the matter, Al? You believe the kid's story about it being haunted?
Of course not, Dean. Come on, Brian. Go have some fun.
Besides, the whole shebang is obviously sponsored by the town. Who else could get all these signs up overnight?
You think your municipal government got all the signs up overnight? Okay. Sure.
Who else or what else? The supernatural works in strange ways.
Come home by 4 o'clock. Have you got your chocolate Easter bunny snacks?
Yeah, we have them.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Those were the last words the shivering woman would later be able to recall hearing from her children. I'm becoming more and more Transylvanian.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Turn page over.
As the children near the old Krieger place, the clouds darken and the air grows heavy with an oncoming spring storm.
I love these chocolate Easter bunnies.
Me too!
Small child says nothing.
Chocolate.
He bites his head off.
Mm, I always bite the head off first. What about you?
Me too!
These are creepy kids. As they approach the old Krieger place, they spy the other kids, seemingly chaperoned by a flock of bats infesting the crumbling gables.
Look! Other kids are there already! And there's the Easter Bunny!
I bet it's old man Snyder.
Zack Snyder. Mm-hmm. He's here!
He always dresses up as Santa Claus at Christmas time.
Perhaps it's the costume, perhaps it's the smile, but the kids sense trouble.
Hi, kids. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Jesus.
Welcome to my Easter egg hunt. Go inside and find as many hidden eggs as you can. A big toy goes to the winner.
Swell.
Swell? I just shit my pants.
It ain't chocolate.
Chocolate in, chocolate out.
Yeah.
That's what chocolate eating's all about.
Oh no, that's the title, it. Isn't it?
Yeah. No, well,
no, we've already done a similar one.
Yeah. We did.
Al Jordan eating a bunch of chocolate on the toilet. Turns out he's just lactose intolerant.
Oh, you dummy.
Inside the mansion, the air is coated with dust and the furniture draped in spindly cobwebs.
Marvin, was that really the Easter Bunny?
Nah, don't be a jerk, Stanley. That was old man Snyder. Just keep up with me, huh? So you don't get lost.
He's turned into a bit of a jerk, this one.
I hope he dies first.
Yeah, he will.
There's Bobby and the other kids from town.
Come on, we gotta move fast.
The storm erupts, smoldering the light that filters into the shuttered mansion.
Mom!
overflowing. Let's get out of here.
But the kids are alone in the blackness. All alone.
Hey, where's everybody else? I haven't seen a soul in over half an hour. Come on, you two. The others must have gone to count their eggs. This way.
He's going towards the door. Big, like, church-like heavy door.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pull on it.
The door's locked. There's no other way out of here. What'll we...
And then a trap door opens.
One, two, three.
Oh, that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Can we do all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My glasses. He doesn't have glasses.
I lost them outside.
Yeah.
Plud.
Plud.
They fell into a giant vat of chocolate. Just like Mark's brother. Not Mark's. Smothers' brother.
Oh, okay.
Fell into a vat of chocolate.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day.
So yeah, they fall in this vat.
Lower and lower in the dark ooze sink the children.
I assume that's the girl.
I think that's the girl.
I think it's the, yeah, they're all covered in chocolate, so you can't really tell. But we're, you know.
I think
we're,
it's girl and older boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Help! We're stuck in this tar! We'll never get out!
This ain't tar, Sally. Taste it! It's chocolate!
Suddenly, a door creaks open, and...
Welcome to the Easter Bunny's Chocolate Vat!
Why, this must be the part of the party! What a great idea!
Of course! I love children! Here, let me help you!
Thanks! I'm dripping!
And I'm hungry!
Oh no!
And he's a weird,
he's sort of transformed into more of a creepy thunder bunny. Yeah,
well, he kind of looks like the rabbit from Donnie Darko a little bit.
Yeah, kind of.
For years, you kids have been biting into chocolate Easter bunnies. Well, it's all about his fair play. I can't control my thirst for revenge anymore.
Hey, come on, Mr. Snyder, you're scaring me. Take off your mask. Make a superhero movie that I'm allowed to watch. it won't come off. Sally, Stanley, it's real.
Sally and Stanley strain to see what's happening, but...
No!
All they can see is the object that dropped from Marvin's pockets. His chocolate Easter bunny with the head bitten off. Suddenly, the screaming stops. And Stanley and Sally huddle together, knowing that whatever happened to Marvin, they're next.
The end!
And it turns out they all just got Ataris from Mr. Snyder.
Right? I hurt my voice.
Yeah, that was pretty strain-worthy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, I will coat my vocal cords with a beer.
Round three, fight!
And lastly... In this trinity of Easter tales.
A bit of a holy ghost.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. So now we have Ghost Rider, Volume 2, Number 9, from September 1974. This was written by Tony Isabella, drawn by Jim Mooney. The inker is Al Trapani, colorist Jan Brunner, letterer Artie Simek, and the editor, Roy Thomas. And this story features Ghost Rider, Satan, Ghost Rider's girlfriend, Roxanne. And a demon.
Roxanne. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah. A demon named Inferno. And let's just say someone we're calling a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. You'll see.
So I think we're kind of joining. We're jumping in part way.
It's part way. This is sort of the last third of the comic. I mean, I don't think we have to cover too much. Basically, Satan is Satan's messing with Ghost Rider. Satan just...
messing with Ghost Rider, and I think he's taken...
Yeah.
There was a threat of him taking Roxanne's father's soul or something of the sort. So that's what kind of leads into it. So it starts with Satan talking to Roxanne, and he says...
Let's see, what sort of voice should I do for Satan?
I never had a claim on your father's soul. From the moment he died, he was beyond my grasp. The crash, Simpson, you have beheld since then was, my dear, nothing more than an illusion.
No, you're lying.
I'm the devil. I'm the devil, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the devil, Miss Simpson. Everything I say is a lie. Even including this. That. Regardless, and this. Was I lying about that? How can I be? I talk in circles.
One of me always tells the truth, and the yeah. other one of me always tells a lie.
Yeah.
But regardless, you have renounced Johnny Blaze.
Excuse me, you said you always lie, so that means I didn't. So, gotcha.
Suck a bag of dicks.
That's you mean don't?
And that puts him in my power.
And he shoots out little
yeah.
yellow rays.
It literally says surge.
Surge. Surge with an exclamation mark.
It
yeah.
does, yeah.
Yum, yum.
Like Sergio. Yeah.
First, I shall remove the gifts I granted the ungrateful man when he bartered his soul to me.
And he's riding his motorcycle.
It sounds, looks like his motorcycle's going, ugh. Yeah.
Something hit me. Some kind of blast. But it didn't come from Inferno. That's a Ghost Rider.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I wonder how he'll react to that, especially in his present situation.
Hold on. I'm losing control of this flame sack. That's never happened before. It's disappearing.
And I love, like, how he's sort of drawn where he's got, like, a skull face, but he's also, like, it looks like he's got a tongue in there.
He's got a bone tongue.
Like, he sort of, like, has more of a human, it's, you know, it's interesting.
So it's like his head is just shaped like a skull.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, his motorcycle just disappears out from under him.
Right out from under me. I have to brace myself for a crash.
Crash. Your boyfriend's amazement is just beginning, Miss Simpson. He's yet to make a very important discovery.
He feels broken or sprained, but that's impossible. I can't be injured in this form. Satan made sure of that.
Good. You trust him, of course.
But he's pretty muscly for a skeleton.
I'd say.
Well, like, is Ghost Rider all skeleton or is it just his head?
I don't know.
I thought it was just his head, like Skeletor.
You might be right.
He didn't want me to die until he was sure he could claim my... So, oh my god. Satan must have got to Rocky somehow. If he's harmed her, what can I do?
Got to Rocky?
And that demon is Inferno.
I don't need the bell, just give me something to drink.
Towel, sorry.
Yeah.
And here comes Infernus?
Inferno.
Okay.
Yeah. There he is, good people of San Francisco, the one you fear above all others.
I don't want to hurt them. I gotta use my flame power. It's the only way. I can't fight them in Fire City and find some way of helping Rocky.
I might have done that in the wrong order. It's kind of hard to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
So he's like trying to snap his fingers to do or whatever. Or he's trying to call the flame.
Oh no, I'm completely powerless. And some of Inferno's slaves have guns.
And the cop.
Okay, Dillinger, you didn't come out peacefully. So now you're gonna come out dead.
Ooh.
He shoots and it says crack.
Zing.
And then he winged me, which doesn't seem to be enough to satisfy him. Judging from the additional lead he's slinging.
He's winging and slinging.
Winging and slinging.
Shoot, there's still one thing I got going for me. Something not even Satan can ever take away from me.
And he hops on a motorcycle, which is a I assume...
It's just a sitting in the window.
He crashed into an Oort shop.
An Oort, yes. I feel like...
They sell memorabilia relating to the Oort cloud.
Yeah. Conveniently enough, the motorcycle looks almost exactly the same as the one that Satan made disappear, so that's cool.
And, of course, there's gas in it.
Yeah, of course.
So watch out, San Francisco. Here comes the greatest stunt rider. And he's going for broke. Vroom.
Tim saying that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's an e-bike, so it's not actually making any...
Well, exactly. Yeah. He was going to put some baseball cards in the spokes, but he was fresh out.
He ran over a pop can.
Can't get the thing off. Like, oh, darn it. All right, oh yeah, so moving on.
These magnesium flares I lifted from that sporting goods store ought to keep the crab back. I've got to reach out to Damon Hellstrom, St. Louis.
Damon Hellstrom, the son of Satan, Roy Thomas.
Thanks, Roy.
No problem.
He aided me against his father once before. He's probably my only hope to...
The thoughts catch in his brain. An unearthly glow washes over the entire city. And in that crimson instant, a man realizes... He will not reach help in time!
So Satan appears before him, a giant old Satan, holding Roxanne in his hand.
Roxanne!
Don't you be in the red hand!
No. Anyway.
Johnny, run!
Oh, hush, Miss Simpson. Mr. Blaze and I are very old acquaintances. Why else would I personally come to Earth to escort him? To hell! It's a special corner.
That's a special corner of my domain. He just suddenly changes. It's a special corner of my domain.
By the way, just so you know.
Just so you know. Yeah. Johnny Blaze, a corner reserved for losers.
Ooh, big, he has the L-shape thing on his head.
Why
oh,
does
man.
It, why does it say loser in the corner?
There's narration.
Yeah, there's narration.
Loser. It fits. The description has always fit Johnny Blaze. No mother, or at least not one who'd stayed for very long after she'd found a man to begrudgingly give his name to her child. He lost out there.
Jeez.
Ouch.
No father, unless you want to count the cycle bomb who defied death one too many times. Or perhaps defied life a time too many. Lost again. A few other losses along the way. Nothing important, mind you. A pair of step-parents, a roadshow, a soul, maybe some self-respect. Loser. It fits.
And it seems like you're looking through...
Very dark.
Yeah. But it's like, it has these two you're sort of eye through, holes. Like you're looking through you're Ghost through Rider's yeah. eyes or something. Yeah. It's like, man, he... Yeah. This dude does not like himself. No. I feel bad for him.
Especially for a man who seems likely to lose his life.
And he gets a big sexually charged bear hug from it.
You're a faithful demon. Wait, you're
he leaves and comes back.
Hold on, I'm trying to get it.
Keep rolling. don't cut it. Yeah. Your faithful demon has the mortal master. I ask only for one boon. Let me kill him.
Inferno? The sight of Satan holding Rocky spooked me so much I didn't hear him come up behind me.
But Johnny Blaze hasn't lost everything.
Ugh, he's crushing me. Feels like my ribs are about to snap.
It also looks like he's jerking him off.
Well.
Yeah, it does. It does look like he's jerking him off. You're
very
right.
Very looks like. Yeah. You should do that to a demon. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, maybe he'll like it and stop killing him. Like, I'm not saying it's good.
Maybe I'm confused by
because
this.
Demons think that bad things are good.
Yeah.
Maybe demons don't like handjobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound right, though. I'm sure demons love handjobs.
I'm sure they do.
Anyway.
Johnny Blaze still has a fast mind.
The flares. They're my only hope.
Lightning reflexes.
Whoosh! It's me saying it again.
Right in his eye. Right in his big, big one eye. One-eyed inferno.
Yep.
Grim determination.
Gotta roll with the ball. Recover my balance.
And just plain old-fashioned moxie.
Before Inferno recovers his sight.
And then kicks him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
With a thock.
Thock you.
Yep. Oh,
Fatoom you as well.
Mm.
I can't let up for a second. Fatoom you in the teeth. Swack.
Swacked I just him. Can't let
with
up.
A Z, swacked
I just
him.
Can't let up.
Because this charmer has at least 60 to 70 pounds on it. And I'm not about to give him a chance to use that weight against me.
The odds are against Johnny Blaze. Clud. The odds say Inferno should take him. Johnny Blaze beats the odds.
Flop.
The so ghost
beats off the odds.
Yeah.
The Ghost Rider wins. A minor skirmish.
An impressive display, mortal. Which doesn't alter the fact that I have come for your soul.
I'll fight you, Satan, for all eternity if need be. But you'll never claim my soul.
Cretan!
Zat.
You just sort of like, I don't know how he fell that way. He seems like he just sort of flipped upside down, sideways or something. I don't know.
Well, it's Satan.
Satan shook the book.
Yeah.
Cretan, it is mine. It is already mine. Your soul was mine the night you summoned me to save Crash Simpson instead of relying on yourself. And now, Miss Simpson has so kindly renounced her protection of you. Nothing stands between me and the possession of that soul.
Johnny!
Can't move. That blast paralyzed me.
You are wrong, Satan!
What? Who dares?
As long as there are people of goodwill on this world, Satan, they shall always stand between you and your innocent victims.
So just real quick, this handsome stranger showed up.
Yeah.
Wearing a very familiar blue jacket, now that I think about it.
Yeah. He just doesn't have shorts this
time. Yeah, he's got long pants, long hair, a goatee. He's got some pretty wild ideas, I think he might.
Where's his van? Johnny Blaze is.
There's not a lot of parking here, so he had to like park like a few blocks over and run over. So
he ran over on a donkey, riding on the back of a donkey.
Yeah,
but not Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey, mind you.
No, Johnny Blaze's only sin was despair, and then he helps Ghost Rider up, and that is not sin enough to condemn him to your domain. Let me help you up, Johnny.
No. Don't help him up!
Oh, God!
Help him down!
Get down.
Get funky.
And then he gives him a little... I crush you.
A little pinch?
I crush you.
Oh, no! Satan's only weakness! Mark McKinney!
Was Mark McKinney the whole time?
Johnny Blaze's soul is beyond you, Satan. He has earned his second chance.
The mortal has not yet seen the end of this. I promise you that!
I like this. This is just Merc talks to himself for a while.
No man lives his life without contending with you several times, Satan. Johnny Blaze won this first battle. The future is up to him. For now, remember that he is free, that you have no claim to his soul. And as he seems to slightly fade away...
Yeah, Satan turns to Pepto-Bismol and...
Ooh, yeah. I'll help your tummy.
I'll hurt your tummy because I'm sick.
Today, he is free. But there is always tomorrow. Curse you! And I am eternal in sin itself. I'll never forget this day.
I'll never forget it.
San Francisco awakes with the departure of Satan and Inferno. Those who attacked the Ghost Rider wonder dumbly what they are doing out this late at night.
Dumb idiots.
They're stupid. You stupid fucks.
And they look around and see Jesus and some guy's head on fire.
Yeah.
Did Jesus light that guy's head on fire?
Yes.
I help those who help themselves to die. The Ghost Rider wonders only about the identity of this mysterious rescuer. His query receives this reply.
I am a friend.
And nothing more. Somehow...
No benefits.
Somehow, that answer is enough.
It is my comic. I don't know what's going on here, but all right. Bye, Jesus.
To be continued in Jesus, the later Chronicles.
Jesus Rider. Ghost Jesus.
He's also a Ghost Rider. He's got his cool van, and it's got flames.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
So we did it. Three Easter stories.
Of a sort.
Of a sort.
Of a sort.
Look, Easter's all about one thing. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not all of these stories had chocolate, but I like to think that every character was constantly thinking about chocolate.
Chocolate.
As are you, chocolate. Right now.
Chocolate.
So go have some chocolate.
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 Caramel.
No!
Caramel.
Uh-oh, Satan's here! Ah! White chocolate.
Racist.
No, it's just white chocolate.
Whatever.
They like take...
Whatever, they just take all the good stuff.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
This comes out before or after Easter?
I have no idea. I don't even know when Easter is.
Easter is March 31st this year.
It's going to be before, I think. This is going to come out on like the 27th, so I think that's...
Well, get ready for...
Get ready.
Get ready for April 1st when you can get some discounted chocolate.
Absolutely. And
you can get some joke chocolate.
Some joke chocolate.
This is poo.
And, you know, if Jesus does come back for real this time, you know, I feel like you kind of know what his deal is after this episode. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
He's going to show up in a van.
If you see a man with a blue coat today,
yeah,
tell him Kyle sent you. What?
All right. Who are we?
Hey, I'm Brad Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. You can also find me on... under BryKotyk on Instagram, Tumblr, as well as Blue Sky.
My name is Kyle Lees, and you can check me out at thekylelees.com or thekylelees on Instagram.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram.
All right, we got to go. We got to go watch a movie and then record another episode. So bye.
And then go to wrestling.
Yay!
Yay!